Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a big show.
Show. I, of course, am Sun Guy, along with Beast Barnett and Nick Iggy, and we are at episode 7 of the Big Show Show, the penultimate episode, if you will. Guys, we're 7/8 of the way there as soon as we wrap today. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
Long journey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
but we got here.
We should,
that's the important part.
Yeah. Now, I think we should dive right into this thing, and I have the recap duties. I took extensive notes. So in episode 7 to start, we see an ad for www.cassiesells.com, which was the website for Cassie's real estate agency, and she was saying she could sell your house no matter what. They ran through a whole laundry list of things that could be wrong with your home that would not be a problem for her to sell it. All of the family had cameos in the ad, putting over problems with their homes, and then Cassie would say it was not a problem for her to sell it. Good-looking promotional ad for the business, and then that fed into her talking with the girls in the living room that get their opinions on the ad. And JJ asked if it was too late for her to change the outfit she wore. And when Cassie said, yeah, JJ was like, oh, then it's great. And kind of made a weird face. And then that morphed into the talk about the election, where they were kind of getting an update where things stood between Mandy and good old Cliff Taylor Swift. And then immediately after that, we see the Big Show come in, and he's talking about his autograph signing at the gym, where his buddy pal's going to be hosting a meet and greet type of situation. He's got his promotional pictures that were official WWE headshots. And then we see Lola walk into the room, and she's talking to her buddy pal from Minnesota, and the doorbell rings. Big Show insists that she go to answer that, and when she does, there's her buddy pal from Minnesota, Alex, and they're hugely excited, and Lola asks what's going on, and apparently the Big Show noticed she was missing Minnesota, missing the people that she hung out with, so he paid the cost to fly Alex to Tampa Bay for a few days so they could hang out. After we get that done, we go to the first gym appearance of the show, and Terry and Big Show had sort of an agreement involved on what was going to happen. And the first thing the Big Show sees is this advertisement saying if you get into the ring with the Big Show and survive, then you win a gym membership for life. And the Big Show is not pleased. He had not agreed to this. That wasn't the agreement. So he's a little bit upset, says he's not going to do it. But apparently Terry worked in conjunction with JJ, and they convince him to do this. JJ had packed his singlet, which she called a wrestling onesie, and so they're going to have people sign waivers and wrestle the Big Show, and if they beat the Big Show, they win a lifetime membership to Terry's gym, and if they lose, then apparently they get nothing. And we go into a match with a guy named Bob who's doing all kinds of trash talking, trying to psych out the Big Show, even though the guy's about a third of the Big Show's size. He doesn't last very long, but it pumps up the Big Show. He starts getting excited about doing this wrestling match thing. And then we go over to a meeting with Principal Crawley, who's meeting with Taylor Swift and Mandy, and he tells them that they have a debate coming up. He rescheduled it from when they had the sinkhole day. They don't want to do a debate. They decide to have a friendly, modern election where they agree on everything, but the principal tells them that it's mandatory and they have to do it. So when he leaves the room to go eat some almonds, they agree that they would just compliment each other and agree with each other's stances, and they wouldn't have a debate where they contradict one another or mudsling or anything like that. We then go to Lola and Alex on the roof, and Lola's getting an update on things in Minnesota. We find out that a bunch of her buddy pals from their road trip to the Iowa State Fair and ate a lot of different deep-fried foods. And we find out that they are planning what Lola had come up with as a theme for the prom. They're going to do a 1980s prom. Alex had pictures of the prom dresses. Lola, a little bit upset she's not on the road trip to the fair or going to the prom at that point. But then we see JJ come out, and she wants a cat face painted on her, and Alex is like, why do you want that? And JJ's like, because I'm eight. And after we get done with that, we go back to the gym, and Terry's showing the Big Show all of the social media comments, and there's a bunch of people like encouraging him to keep wrestling, and they're enjoying what he's doing. His mom said that she likes her Polly Pockets. That's what she calls the Big Show, apparently. I believe the only reference to Big Show's given first name, Paul. I don't think they ever referred to him other than Show or Big Show, except for this where they're calling him Polly Pockets. But he's back in there putting down the challengers and doing well for Terry's gym. Cassie stops by, and she's got a bunch of realtor business, and she's selling a bunch of homes. Things are going great for her, but she reminds Big Show he's got to be at the debate, so he stays behind to fend off some more challengers. And then we go to the debate where the principal is talking about how boring it is because they're agreeing with everything, and they're not really debating each other. They're just putting out their compromises that they had already discussed beforehand. Principal wasn't happy about it. And then the Big Show comes to the debate, and he's moving people around, and he's sliding chairs over so he can fit into the little bit of a crowd they have there. We'd already seen Alex and Lola, and Lola had been invited to move back to Minnesota to live with Alex's family. Lola wasn't sure about it, but Alex kind of talked her into it and said she was going to talk to her mom. This was overheard from many, many feet away by JJ, but not by Cassie, who was seated directly next to JJ for some reason. But after the Big Show arrives, things break down. Taylor Swift wants a candy bar to replace the salad bar. They hadn't discussed this beforehand, so Mandy started to agree with them a little bit and then just could not anymore, said it was unhealthy. Taylor Swift got upset over the fact that candy could be unhealthy if that's all you're eating at lunch, and he got upset to the point that he publicly broke up with poor Mandy right there in front of the entire school. principal was loving it, though. He wanted someone to get him a peach margarita. Then we go over to...
A dirty peach martini.
Peach martini, that's what it was, not a margarita. Peach martini, because that's what he had said earlier in the show. He wanted to throw in the face at, like, the reality show that he watched. And then we get back to the Big Show's house, and JJ had painted her face, and what she said was a cat face. It looked nothing like a cat, and he was being called out on that by Cassie, but JJ explained that the person that normally does her cat face painting is going to be moving soon, and she wants Cassie to make one of the films that she had made for her realtor business, but she wanted it to be about having missed her friend, and she was going to show her friend after she moved to let her know how much she missed her. Cassie didn't know who it was necessarily, but I think she kind of had a strong idea. Then we go to Big Show, and he's got all this merchandise, and the running gag the rest of that it was merchandise that the WWE didn't see his vision on. It was just rejected shit, like Big Show merchandise. He had socks, he had a nightlight, and it was all big, and then a word that rhymed with show. So he had big toe socks, big glow nightlight. Then Mandy comes in, and she's got the results of the election on her phone. She wants Cassie to read them. Then she doesn't, then she does, then she doesn't. That goes on for a while. Finally, Mandy looks, and she sees that she's won. She's excited, but then she's also upset because she knew it had ended her relationship with Taylor Swift, so she goes running upstairs in tears. Cassie and Lola decide they better go up there and have a talk on the roof. So they talk things out, and they get Mandy to realize she did a good thing and she should be proud of having won the election. And then Mandy decides she wants to run for school ambassador, and the ambassador goes to a sister school in Tallahassee, and she's got to face K.D. Perry in that election for the ambassador. And they have a little fun with going from Taylor Swift to K.D. Perry. Then we see Cassie and Lola enjoying some Teavana tea. And as they sit down to drink their bottles of tea, Cassie says she's got a video to show Lola, and it's for JJ because someone is moving and JJ wanted to make this. So she watches it, and JJ's congratulating her on various milestones that she won't be able to share with her because she had moved away, and it includes turning 21, graduating from Harvard in robotic time travel, moving to Mars, having a baby which gets named JJ Jr. for some reason. They call her Triple J. So Lola decides she doesn't want to move at that point, and Cassie kind of gave off the impression she knew it was Lola that was thinking of moving, and this was their way of preventing that. We go back to the gym, and Cassie's business is going gangbusters, so Mandy says, don't worry about it. You handle all the business in, and since Dad's retired, he can handle the home life, and he'll take care of everything on the home front, not to worry. And we see Lola explain to JJ that she's not moving anywhere, and Alex had already flown back to Minnesota, so they're happy. And then the Big Show's got his final match, apparently, of this whole challenge. He comes out looking like a foot-taller version of Nick Iggy. I thought it was Nick Iggy on stilts for a second, but it was the Big Show. And when he comes out...
I didn't remember recording that part.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a thing. I noticed it. But when the Big Show's like, done with his entrance, he gets jumped by two guys, one of them the late Chad Gaspard, and they get the early advantage on the Big Show, but he turns things around, mows through them, and then in the excitement of everything, he announcing that he's coming back to WWE full-time, and he's back. He's going to make his big comeback. He's pumped up, but then you see the family, and they are in disbelief, and they're sitting there at the ring apron, and Cassie says, "Did you just say that you're coming back?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I better say it on the microphone for the live stream. They may not have heard me." And so he announces it right in the camera that he's back full-time with WWE. And then the family is speechless, and Big Show keeps trying to get them to say something, and they don't say anything as the episode ends. But he pumped up. He's excited. He's coming back. The family not sold on it, especially after the speech that Mandy gave to Cassie, where she said, "Don't worry, Dad's retired, so he can just handle all the home life." That apparently not a thing anymore. And that's where we left episode 7.
I think it had a lot of good moments. It had a lot of good one-liners as well. I think it was a pretty good 7th episode. Caused some tension, got some clarity on things. Everyone's moving forward, so that's always a good thing. It's not stale.
I thought there were a lot of good payoffs, too. I mean, we've had the evil manipulative JJ and, you know, catching our hearts, and then she shows the emotion, and it really, you know, gets to you that, you know, this is hurting JJ, who has the shield up on her all the time and doesn't show that kind of emotion. And it's kind of, it really made it hit home harder.
Hold the horse a little bit. Oh, JJ doesn't care. Like, she's her own woman. She doesn't need anyone. But, you know, at the end of the day, she's still just a kid.
Exactly.
She's only 8 years old, as she made it clear when they were doing that roof scene.
Get that cat paint.
Exactly, yeah. Now, I did a little bit of research, despite the website being very, very prominent at the start of the episode for CassieSells.com. It is not an actual website. They didn't take the extra step and buy the domain name and make it an actual website. It is not a thing.
Okay.
Great.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who tried to do that.
Nick, did you try it as
I
well?
I did not. I'm the only one that did not try to do it.
Well, Beast and I had your back just to be sure. Not a website.
Was there any favorites that you caught out of that commercial of the list of problems of houses? My personal favorite was the one right after the other, that a house with no doors or a house of all doors.
You know, I didn't go back, like... It was going so fast. I'm like, I need to go back and watch it. But I literally watched it 20 minutes before we got on this call, so I didn't have time to go back and pause and see them all. But I will do that.
Okay, good.
There was a lot. My personal favorite was House is also a McDonald's.
Oh, boy.
How she could sell someone's franchise of a McDonald's as their house, I don't know, but it was in the list of things that she could sell for you. So you happen to wake up one day and you realize that you live in a McDonald's, Cassie could still sell that house.
She's a professional. Well, you know, I can't blame her. That's why she's so good and she's getting all these offers.
That is true. She said that she was getting all these people sliding into her DM, and she said that now she knew how Channing Tatum felt.
Yeah.
Now, I thought, to my recollection, it was the first time we got the Big Show's actual first name mentioned, even though they would reference the White family on rare occasion during the show. Did you guys ever notice before this that they actually referred to him to something other than Big Show or Show?
No. For me, that's the first time I've never seen him saying anything remotely close to Paul.
Yeah, that was the first Paul. There's been a Mr. White at one point, I'm pretty sure, but definitely that was the first Paul. And I was watching it with the Netflix subtitles, and it took me forever to figure out the joke there because it was spelled out like the old toy.
P-O-L-L-Y.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Mine was on subtitles too, and I'm going to be honest. I didn't catch the reference until Fine Guy said it on this podcast. That's just how far over my head that went because of the subtitles. But I think that's great. Like, I'm glad I didn't realize it and found out on the podcast. Maybe someone else listening found out today as well.
That could be. Yeah, I picked up on that right away. It was the first time they'd actually referenced that he wasn't legally known just as the Big Show. Of course, it came from his mom.
True. Because she likes the comments under all of his posts.
I don't exactly know what's going to happen in the next episode, but, you know, they're probably not introducing characters so much. I think they should definitely have Big Show's mom as part of the next season.
Oh, that would be great. And she's like... she's shorter than JJ. that'd be a good little joke right there. Because you expect her to be gigantic. Yeah, JJ in this episode pulled at the heartstrings. I think Mandy pulled at heartstrings at times as well. I think,
absolutely.
I think
that
this was one
payoff.
Of the better, yeah, I think this was one of the better Mandy episodes.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot where it's kind of felt like they've been dragging along her story a while, and it hasn't really, you know, had as many big impacts as everybody else's or big notes, and they finally pulled the trigger on it, and we kind of, you know, felt for her. She's been trying to do all this stuff to, you know, appease this Taylor Swift character and also try and get this presidential thing that meant so much to her. And I think it helps us all feel we're here for you. You're better than that Cliff Taylor Swift. You are the president now, so you go, girl.
You're the president. Don't let no man hold you down. I'm actually really glad, in this episode that, like, she didn't just be like, oh, yeah, no, you're right, Taylor Swift, and just kind of, like, have a romantic storyline. It was, like, women empowerment. Like, she stood her ground, stood by what she believed and what she wanted. I was like, don't be like one of those shows where it's like, love conquers all, you know?
Right.
Because it's just one boy. It's like, you know, there's plenty that are going to agree with you more and be better suited for you and see your vision and not try to fight it.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad they went that route instead of keeping a love storyline going. But I did like Taylor Swift. Before this, obviously.
Right.
But do you guys have any favorites, least favorites?
I'd have to say my favorite would have been the principal. I was really entertained by him. And JJ has to win it again. She, you know, she was the star of this episode, I think. She really made you feel it. And JJ's JJ, so of course JJ's going to be the favorite.
JJ will always win. I think I'm the same. I gotta put JJ on top there. I will say Mandy was surprisingly close this episode. Like, again, because they wrapped her story up a little more. And I got to say, I don't think I've said this before. I think out of everyone on the show, like, Mandy's style, like, wardrobe is the best on the show. She's always got something different. Always something
that kind of
stands out. I'm always into that. Sign guy? Did we lose him? Sign guy?
I feel like we might have.
I was going to say, he hasn't been responding, so I was like, maybe he's here. Well, we may have lost him. No worries. We still got this. So those were favorites. What about least favorites?
I definitely have to go with Taylor Swift on this because I was, you know, just getting ready to turn around and be like, you know, he's being nice to Mandy. I shouldn't be all, you know, suspicious of him with his dual names and assumed identities. But then he pulls all this and then even digs the knife in deeper by doing the Taylor Swift quote in front of everybody just to get a good pop for his thing. And, he's a sham.
He's a sham. He's a sham wow. Yeah, what a jerk. Like, why would he do such a thing? Like, he kind of just talked it over. It's like they have one fight and automatically, like, nope, I don't like you anymore. Come on. So maybe he'll be back next season and be a little bit of a villain.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
So we'll see how that goes.
Guys,
maybe he'll... Oh,
okay,
wow. There he is.
Sorry
what
about
happened?
That. My internet crashed due to the weather, so we were temporarily knocked off.
Well, hit us with your favorite and least favorite.
I think my favorite for this episode is going to be Cassie. I thought she handled a lot of things. She had the really fun ad, so she was doing the comedy. She also had the serious side when she was trying to make sure that Lola didn't leave, even though she didn't outwardly say that she knew Lola was thinking of leaving and going to stay in Minnesota, so she kind of handled that for the big show before it became a problem. She had the business going great. She had a lot of ebbs and flows in this episode. I thought she did a great job.
I can definitely see that.
I got to say my least favorite, polar opposite of Beast, I did not enjoy the principal as much. I thought he was a little kind of condescending to these kids, telling them their debate's boring and wanting more action in it. These are like 11, 12-year-old kids, and you tell them they aren't debating entertainingly enough for them. I don't know what that's about from a principal.
It is a very good
He's
point.
Honest. I didn't like him at first, but at the end of the episode, I did like him more.
I can see that, but I mean, it just kind of hit me out. At first, I didn't mind him as much, but then when he's telling their debates boring and he was trying to get the parents and the other kids to cheer at the exact moment, and he's all frustrated they weren't cheering exactly how he wanted them to, I wasn't a huge fan of that.
I could see that. I could see both sides for sure.
If anybody watches Bob's Burgers, the librarian character that Billy Eichner plays, that's who the principal reminded me of. So that's probably why he was one of my favorites.
You know, I haven't seen a lot of Bob's Burgers, but I do love Billy Eichner. So maybe I should watch it based on that alone.
Yeah, if you ever catch an episode where the kids are at the library and you know, the sassy librarian is there being condescending to the children.
Perfect.
You should stick around.
F them kids. No, I'm just kidding. I think another thing that made me laugh, JJ saying if she could change her name, it would be Frank Thunderbutt.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why that was so funny to me, but, you know, I got a good giggle there.
I enjoyed that the Big Show's favorite actress was Flo from Progressive.
Yes. And then Going back to the commercial, how they all had cameos, Cassie said she could sell a house, like a Civil War house, with ghosts. And then JJ says something, says, Civil War goes from the wrong side, which you're thinking, like, it's the South because they lost. But then later she's talking about Lola's friend, and she goes, coat-wearing Northerners. So I'm like, wait a second. Is she against the South or against the North?
I never connected to
you.
Yeah,
I think maybe she's against the Southerners in the Civil War, but just the Northerners these days.
Yeah, I think she just meant people in cold weather. I never really connected the two. But it did strike me fishy that in your little commercial where you're trying to attract as many people as possible, you didn't plant a flag on which side of the Civil War you were on. You just said
speaking
so
about
wrong.
Flags, just kidding. Yes, yes, yes. But, yeah, I think good episode. I'm excited to see what next week holds in the season finale, in our two-hour finale wrap-up. I'm just kidding.
You never know. But, Nick, what did you think when the Big Show came out and he looks like he's the fourth member of the Carnies?
You know, I wasn't mad at it. I feel like they're watching. They know that I'm pitching these great episode ideas, and they're like, you know, this is our way to hint at them, even though this is all already filmed before watching it. But they knew. They knew. No, I think he looked good. I think he looks good in a top hat. I would love to be in a tag team with him.
Maybe season two you will be.
See, I can't spread any details if it's already in the works. But maybe.
Well, is there anything else we may have missed in the episode?
I think we've got a pretty good from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think we did as well.
I think we hit it. Now, Beast, did you hear this joke that came out of this great joke book I just happen to have here called There's No Punchline, an Independent Wrestling Joke Book? Jamie Senegal went to a new restaurant called Karma. There's no menu. You just get what you deserve.
That is funny.
Tell me,
who wrote that book?
Well, it's written by Nick Iggy.
Wait, me? Me, Nick Iggy? Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did write a joke book. It's called There's No Punchline, an Independent Wrestling Joke Book, featuring over 100 independent professional wrestlers, which means over 100 laughs. I almost said independent professional laughs. But, you know, whatever kind of laugh you have, laugh. It's $13. Contact me directly through social media to pick yourself one up.
Much like I have.
Yes. Smart man. And everyone else should. Or don't. It's up to you.
I think they should. Beast, anything you want to plug or promote?
Not particularly. It's just been one of those weeks where, you know, we've just made it through the week, so we're doing great.
Amen.
Absolutely. I happen to have new T-shirts fresh from the printers, so you can contact me through the various social medias. I'll let you know the pricing and the size options, all that pertinent information. You can pick up your own Sign Guy T-shirt. They'd probably make great Father's Day gifts. You could get four or five of them, send to all the fathers in your life. They'd love it. Well, guys, next week, season finale, season 8. We've gotten this far. We got one more to go.
One more, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we'll find out next week if Big Show's fully back in the WWE or not. We'll see some returning favorites to the show. It's going to be a great one. We look forward to it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, it's a big show.